Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for all the many blessings you poured upon us all day long, and now the blessed opportunity to get back into your word. Help us now as we do that, as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Continuing our Bible study from A to Z, beginning in the word hope. If you will turn to Psalm 16, we see a mention of the word and the use of the word hope. Now, we know that hope for a Christian basically means the confident anticipation and expectation of the fulfillment of the prophecies and promises of God. When you're a born-again Christian and indwelt with the Holy Ghost, then you can have this kind of hope, this confidence in the Word of God, the confidence in the prophecies, the confidence in His promises that they will come true, because we've seen so many things fulfilled in the Scriptures. We've seen the prophecies and we've seen the fulfillment, and we know that the prophecies that have not yet been fulfilled will be fulfilled in the intricate detail that they were given, just like the ones of the past. And we currently see things being fulfilled, and is so awesome. And return once again here to Psalm 16. Pick it up in verse 8, and we see some references to hope in the Old Testament, where it reads, I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. This is a section of prophecy concerning Jesus Christ that we've seen fulfilled when He raised from the grave, because it says there in verse 10, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. It means to rot and decay. His body did not rot and decay. He raised from that grave on that third day, just like He prophesied. All the intricate details that He fulfilled in the prophecies at His coming and in His life, at His crucifixion, at His resurrection, giving us that hope, giving us that confidence of the rest of the prophecies will be fulfilled, just like He's given them to us. All right, now if you will turn to Psalm 22. Here we see some awesome prophecies concerning the Lord Jesus Christ that were fulfilled. During His crucifixion, He cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthana, which is Aramaic, which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Given us a clue, given us an indication that we can go back and look at Psalm 22 and see the prophecies and see how they were fulfilled in His life while He was here, while He was in the flesh. And that moment of that crucifixion, when He took on all the sins of all mankind, past, present, and future, that the Lord God Almighty, Heavenly Father, had to look away from the Lord Jesus because of all the filthy sins on Him. That is the forsaking that He mentioned here. But we see it prophesied in a Psalm of David in Psalm 22 as it reads, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. The piercing of the hands and the feet, the crucifixion that Jesus Christ suffered. You can see things here that David recorded. At the time, he probably had no idea that these were prophecies of what would happen to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But we see these given so long ago and then fulfilled in the crucifixion of Jesus. As it continues in verse 17, I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. He was shredded with that cat of nine tails, that whip with those nine different strings hanging from it that had chunks of metal or glass or stone that would rip at the flesh, exposing the bones. As it continues, they part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture, the very things that they did to the Lord. Cast lots upon his vesture, cast lots, rolled dice to see who would get his clothing. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. A psalm of David. And within that psalm, we have the detailed events that took place at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. All right, now let's look at another psalm of David, which displays the hope, which the confidence that David displays in this next psalm here that is memorized and quoted so often, the 23rd psalm. As we see the confidence and the hope that David has in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen to that. And that is definitely a psalm of confidence. Confidence that your needs will be met right from the very beginning, that I shall not want. Confidence in trusting of Jesus Christ to be the one and only true shepherd and Lord, ultimate authority. And then to lie down in the green pastures, that comfort that can come upon us, and in a place of pleasure and a place of comfort, a place where your needs are met, beside the still waters, supplying us with all we need. He restoreth my soul. He brings us to life. That's what being born again is, the restoration of our soul, the restoration of a spiritual connection with God Almighty. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We listen to the Lord. We get led by the Holy Ghost, and we can stay in that pathway of righteousness and holiness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The shadow of death was a literal place. It was an area that was known for robberies. It was a treacherous area amongst the place of journey. And they had to go through this valley, and it was nicknamed the Valley of the Shadow of Death because there was so many robberies and so many killings in that section where the robbers could hide easily. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Not fearing what man can do to you. When you have the confidence in the Lord and knowing where you're going to be for eternity, you're not going to fear death. And the rod and the staff, that's the guidance that we receive from the Lord. That's His word, the statutes, the commandments, the guidelines, the examples, the history, the prophecies, all that we find in the Word of God that we can learn from to know how to walk to be pleasing to the Lord. They comfort Him. And then in verse 5 there, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Being blessed. The enemies being able to see it. Being blessed right before them. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Running over with blessings, the anointment, the care, the concern for our well-being. And then that definite one about the confidence of the hope. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever to be with the Lord. And that is so awesome that we have that to look forward to. That is the true hope. When you have that true hope, that confidence in knowing that you're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that can give you so much comfort, so much peace, so much confidence, and so much boldness as well, and strength. Everything that we need when we truly trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His promises that He has made to us. Now in Psalm 31, a few verses here. In Psalm 31, pick it up in verse 21. Blessed be the Lord, for He hath showed me His marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye His saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. That verse 24 there is the key one there. Read that one again. Be of good courage. So you can be courageous when you're out there on the front line in the battles, when you have that hope in the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. When you can receive the strength of the Lord, then you have true strength. All ye that hope in the Lord. If you truly hope in the Lord, you have that confidence, that boldness, that good courage, as it says there. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Don't have to worry. We have God on our side. Who can be against us? And then in Psalm 33, we can pick it up here in verse 18. Psalm 33, verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. Having that confidence that you're going to receive the mercy of God, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in Thee. According as we hope in Thee. According as we have the confidence. Confidence that the Lord can be merciful upon us. And it is by grace that He pours that mercy upon us. Truly by grace, because we surely don't deserve it. We could live 1,000 lifetimes over and over and still not deserve the mercy and the grace that the Lord pours upon us each and every day. So have that confidence and have that thankfulness for what He has blessed us with. All right, now turn to Psalm 71. In Psalm 71 here, pick it up in verse 1. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in Thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me, and save me. Note here, trusting in the Lord, and then acknowledging His righteousness, not ours, because ours is as filthy rags, but His righteousness. Be Thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for Thou art my rock and my fortress, the solid foundation that we can stand so firmly upon. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For Thou art my hope, O Lord God, Thou art my trust from my youth. That's what we need to proclaim, that He is our hope, and mean it. By Thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art He that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of Thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but Thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with Thy praise and with Thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. A lot of folks can be a bit concerned when they get up in age a little bit that maybe they're no longer useful to the Lord. But He has places for all of us. As long as we're still here, there's still a task for us to do, whatever our physical condition might be. There's still something for us to do, because when our job is finished, when we're done, He's going to take us on home. As simple as that. Cast me not off in time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth, for mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof, the numbers of our days. We don't know how much longer we're going to be here. The Lord does. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Still working all the way through. No retirement for a Christian. You need to always be at work. Always be working for the Lord. Always given that blessed opportunity to serve the Lord in whatever aspect that comes our way. Even if you're confined because of medical condition or some other reason, there's still people that you interact with or can interact with in various ways. With today's technology and so forth, so much available to be able to reach out, to share your experiences, those many years of experiences that you can help young folks learn from. They say experience is the best teacher, especially when you can learn from someone else's experience. They don't have to go through the same hardships. They can learn from your hardships, and they can be spared those. It's so awesome when you have many years under your belt that you can use those years to help others to have a more pleasant life. All right, run on into Psalm 119. Of course, 119 is the longest of all the Psalms, the biggest book of the Bible. And in Psalm 119, pick it up in verse 113, where it reads, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. That starting out there about the confidence that we can have in his word, that hope, where he said there in verse 14, I hope in thy word, trusting the recorded and preserved word of God. There are countless people that have all through the ages tried to attack and destroy the word of God. Many, many more today than there was in the past even. More and more people, they try to pervert the word of God. They try to corrupt it. They try to condemn it. They try to say it's outdated. It needs to be revised into something else. It needs to change with the times. And they try to destroy it, dilute it, but the Lord has preserved it, has preserved it for us. When we trust in the Lord, when we trust in his word, then we can have that hope, that confidence in what it says and what it has promised us, and give us that peace and that comfort that comes along with that true hope in the word of God. And pray for those enemies out there that have turned against the word of God, and pray that they can come to realization of the hope that is found in the word of God. Let's read this one again. Psalm 119, verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I have respect unto thy statutes continually. Respecting, honoring, and trusting the word of God. And we can truly trust it, because it is accurate, it is true. Never contradicts itself. So having that hope, having that confidence in the trust of the word of God. You might say, well, what translation? Well, me particularly, I prefer the King James Version. I grew up with the King James Version, so I'm comfortable reading it and understanding it. Some do not have that understanding, but pray and you can get that understanding. Some have other translations. You got the New King James. You got countless other versions that are out there. But the key is that the Lord is going to preserve his word. Whatever the translation, whatever the language it is translated into, if you truly pray and have confidence in the Lord and listen to the Holy Ghost, he can deliver you his message, even from those that have been altered, even some of the translations that have been perverted, because the Lord's word will not go out in vain. When his word goes out, it will be revealed. The truth can be found. Even within some of the perverse translations, there is still areas of truth that is in there. And when you become a born-again Christian, and then when you're studying the Word of God, the truth will be revealed to you. So get your hands on a good translation, whatever language you may speak, whatever language it may be, that you can have confidence in when you pray, when you study, and you trust the Lord to give you his message that you need, whether it comes from whichever translation that may be out there. But as I say, if you're looking for a good English translation, I recommend the King James Version, which I have had the most success in studying all my life. And I do encourage you to do that. And say, well, what about the language? It seems to be so hard to understand sometimes. Well, yes, but you pray about it, then the Lord reveals the message that he needs to give you. That's the whole key issue. You might study it 1,000 times over, but every time you pick it up and study it, you pray about it, the Lord will reveal his truth that he wants you to know. It comes from the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ himself, because Jesus Christ is the Word, as he tells us in the Gospel of John. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Speaking of Jesus Christ, he is the Word. Let's read that one more time and finish it up with that for today. So Psalm 119 in verse 113 reads, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Respect the word of God, abide by the word of God, and Jesus Christ is the word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for what you've preserved for us to be able to study. And help us to truly know the message that is within there, the message that you want us to receive, the message of your word that gives us that hope, that confidence in the fulfillment of the prophecies that and the promises that you've made for us. It's so awesome that you allow us to have that glimpse into the future that you've given us that can really excite us, that truly know your word, and help us that know your word be encouraged to share that hope with others. Thank you, oh, so much for all of it. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name, amen. Thank you.